Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something, someone very important, friends. We have Gina Pearl with us. Gina is the content chief at The What. Hi, Gina. 你好。
你好, Xiaolan.
Right. You strike me as a person with a lot of loyal friends throughout your life.And I saw that your interaction with your friend and the way that you work with your friend Amy Parker on The What for, like, friends for 17 years?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right.
Can you share with us what's the secret?
You're right. I do happen to have a lot of friends. And I think because the companies that I started in the beginning of the internet, they were focused around communities of women,
mm-hmm.
which was really new for me because I came from a more traditional tech background where I was the only woman in a sea of men. And so it was the first time I actually worked with a lot of women early in my career. And I think the secret of my friendships anyway is I found that the more I was open, honest, and vulnerable with people, the more that they would be that way with me. And so I guess I started my career, I was the youngest, I worked with a lot of men, and I was the only woman. I was kind of closed into myself, and I found that
mm-hmm.
as I started to share more, people started to share more. And I find that to this very day,
yep.
we can just meet people and say, hi, how are you? Fine, how are you? Isn't the weather wonderful? And I find that if you keep your conversations shallow and light, that's the kind of friendship and conversations you're going to have.
Yeah, I'm with you. Right. Chinese people have very unique approach about friends. I can share with you a bit later.
No, oh, please do.
Yeah, before we do that, let's learn how to say it.
Yes.
We say 朋友。
朋友。
朋友, and the two words are sort of interchangeable, meaning the same thing, companions, friends. So 朋友,
朋友,
朋友. And then when we want to describe the person is my boyfriend, then we say 男朋友,
男朋友,
男朋友. 男 is the male, and that means man. And it's a character, it's quite interesting. It's a combined between the field, the farm, and the power.Because in ancient China, it's agriculture society,
mm-hmm.
and the manpower was the major force in that society. So the power on the field is men. So 男朋友 is boyfriend.
男朋友.
Right. And then to say a girlfriend, we just add female in front of 朋友. So that's 女朋友.
Is it 你, like N-I?
It's a N-U, 女.
女.
Yeah, and you, and then it's a third tone, so we curl our tongue a bit,
mm-hmm.
and then to make it a bit down and then up. So 女,
女,
perfect. 女朋友 is a girlfriend.
女朋友,
女朋友. So to say, okay, girlfriend, boyfriend, when we talk about relations as a subject, we can just mix them, say 男女朋友. So that's girlfriends or boyfriends, and it's just in the context 男女朋友。
男女朋友，
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 男女朋友。You are very good at making friends, and you just share the secret of making friends is being frank and honest, and then share something deeper than just superficial subjects. And the action to make friends
mm-hmm.
in Chinese is quite interesting. We say 交朋友。
交朋友，
交朋友，交 is the character to describe the mutual interaction. So that already implies making friends has to be mutual action. It can't be unilateral.
Mm.
Can't be just one way.
Right.
So 交朋友，
交朋友，
交朋友。And then I know you work together with your friends, and is that an easy thing to do?
Well, you know what? I actually became really good friends with the people that I worked with.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit different.
Right.
I've done both. I've worked with friends where we were friends before we worked together.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, it's been really, really positive and great. I think you have to choose which friends you're going to, some friends you can't work with.
Yeah.
That's something I've noticed too.
Right.
But I've become really great friends with the people that I work with. Very, very close friends.
Yeah, I guess it's not one way, right? We can make friends with people we work with, but some friends, as you said, we just can't work with them, but we prefer not to work with them in that case.
Yes, that's a nice way of putting it. We prefer not to work with them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and you learn that over time.
In ancient China, there was a philosopher called Confucius, and he was there about 2,300 years ago, and he had a philosophy about making friends. Three principles, he said. Friends have to be honest.
Yes.
And they have to be forgiving. And then they have to be knowledgeable.
Yes. I would say fun is missing from there. Yeah. Confucius was great, but he was missing the fun.
No, Confucius was never a fun person. I realized that. He was way too serious.
He was too busy thinking all the time.
Yeah, yeah. He was way too serious. And for fun, we need to look at another philosopher. We need to look at Zhuangzi. For Confucius, we look at something about discipline, about social hierarchy, that type of thing. Some of them are quite true, and some of them are a little bit rubbish, because Confucius, he was a person who said only female and the villain, the baddies, they are very difficult. So he basically classified women and baddies in the same category. I'm not a big fan of that theory.
Right.
But he did something right about friends. He got it right.
He had a lot of great thoughts. That was not one of them.
No. You and I, we are women and we have strong views. So we don't appreciate that.
If I were his friend, I would tell him to his face. I didn't agree with that.
Yeah.
My candor. Yeah.
Exactly. That's great. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Gina, for sharing your thoughts and your wisdom with us. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today we talk about friends, 朋友. To say your girlfriend, 女朋友. To say making friends, we say 交朋友. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Gina.
再见.